Thank you and good morning. An autopsy has been scheduled for the body of 74-year-old Arthur Allen Blomquist, a man who drowned while clamming on Clam Beach Thursday morning. Other visitors to the beach found Blomquist's body about a half mile south of the parking lot, and the exact cause of death is unknown. Foul play is not considered a factor, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. State Senator Mike McGuire, who represents the North Coast, has sponsored a bill aimed at ensuring that rural school districts get access to funding for career training programs. McGuire's $400 million Career and Job Skills Act has passed out of committee and will be voted on in the Senate and the Assembly in the coming days. If passed, the bill would authorize the funding to be used for career technical education programs at middle schools and high schools, and it includes elements that will ensure that smaller and rural districts like those on the North Coast get a fair share of that funding. McGuire said in a statement that, "We know that results-driven career technical education increases high school graduation rates and ensures students are prepared for the workforce." There is news from the Arcata Chamber of Commerce. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Arcata Chamber of Commerce announced that Sandy Scott plans to step down from the executive director position effective December 31st of this year. Scott will be making the move to North Carolina, and she will focus on ensuring that the chamber is in a good position upon her leaving. Board President Frank Whitlatch said in a statement that we will definitely miss Sandy's leadership, friendship, and outgoing personality. He also went on to say that during her 3 years with the chamber, she has succeeded in re-energizing the organization.
Thank you, Jordan. Petrolia may be on its way to getting vastly improved broadband service if a grant for more than $200,000 is approved by the State Utilities Commission. The Frontier Communications Corporation has applied for the grant that would expand broadband access across a 12-mile area in Petrolia, including better service and access for schools, residents, and business owners. You can add your comments to the conversation. They'll make that decision sometime in July. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell is no stranger when it comes to the natural beauty of the California coast, particularly along the North Coast. And on Saturday, Secretary Jewell will be in Shelter Cove. Jewell and officials from the Bureau of Land Management will celebrate the designation of the King Range that stretches for 35 miles along the Humboldt County coastline as a natural resource area. The King Range was designated one of the resource areas 15 years ago, and it kicked off the BLM's program of highlighting the importance of public lands and the need to protect them for the public's enjoyment. The King Range and its 68,000 acres is part of more than 30 million acres of land designated as natural resource lands across the country. In a little over 3 weeks, the Discovery Museum will open its doors at a new location in downtown Eureka, and the museum will resume its regular schedule. The Discovery Museum was forced to move due to ongoing construction work at its previous location in Old Town, and on Saturday, July 11th, supporters, employees, and volunteers will celebrate its reopening. The museum's regular schedule and programs will resume on July 14th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A bill authored by Assemblymember Luis Alejo of Salinas that would ban the use of the nickname Redskins by any school, elementary, junior high, high school, college, or university in California has already passed through the Assembly, and it has now moved out of the Senate Education Committee and will next be heard by Appropriations to determine its fiscal impact. Alejo's bill bans the use of the term Redskins as a mascot or nickname, and he said his bill is part of a far larger movement.
This is part of a national movement throughout the country, a national movement that started over 5 decades ago where the Congress of American Indians was asking schools across the country, universities across the country, to phase out the use of Native Americans as mascots. Native Americans are people. They're not mascots.
There are currently 4 schools in California that still use the term Redskins: Gustine, Calaveras, Chowchilla, and Tulare. And State Senate Education Committee Chair Marty Block said it's about getting rid of a slur.
I served on a school board for many years, and when I heard folks who oppose this bill use as an excuse for this bill, there should be local control. You can't, because of local control, allow bullying in your school. You can't, because of local control, allow racism in your school. You can't, because of local control, allow the use of a clearly derogatory epithet be used around your school.
The Senate Appropriations Committee may recommend assisting the four schools with the cost of changing their logos. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.